This podcast is brought to you by Tropos, weather and forecast for humans. No dew points or ads, just information you can act on. Get it now at troposweather.com or search for Tropos on the iOS App Store.
Hey everybody, so very quickly, we said we were going to be away this week, but we actually had a small snippet of a conversation that Sean and I had after our episode recently, and we thought we'd run that for you this week. It's very brief, but here it is.
So I had an interesting experience with Rails that, I mean, I guess I always knew that about our test coverage, but it still kind of shocked me. So Prem, who's one of our coworkers in the Boston office, made a change that we've been wanting to make for a while, which changed action controller parameters to no longer inherit from hash.
Right.
And everything is broken.
So action controller parameters used to inherit from hash.
Right.
It no longer does.
Right.
Now active record is broken?
Yes. Well, specifically passing an instance of action controller parameters to active record in many cases is broken because we don't have an integration test suite.
So you have nothing that tests like that the values passed into new when they are an active controller, action controller parameters object rather than a hash.
Right.
Works. Okay.
We have tests that say when we pass this object, which tries to act like a mock of action controller parameters, it works. But not nearly exhaustively enough. And so there's basically two classes of things that broke. Either things calling methods that aren't implemented on action controller parameters, like within different access, which as we run into those, we do then just stop and think about it and ask ourselves, like, do we need to, does it make sense to implement it on parameters? And we for within different access, for example, we explicitly decided no.
Is this the kind of thing where there's like the object now just guards the hash that is
yes.
Composes it, and then you could, like, if you wanted within different access, you could just delegate within different access to that hash, but decided
right,
not
to. And then you'd wrap it again, and that way we never accidentally lose protection by having a method on hash that wasn't implemented on action controller parameters.
Right. This sounds like the change that Prem made, to be clear, sounds good. Like,
oh yes, no, this is a good change. I'm not trying to blame anybody. I'm saying, but it exposes a deeper problem, which is that should not have been mergeable. Like, our test suite shouldn't have passed.
Right.
The change was great, but I'm very worried that great change was merged in with a green test suite and things are broken. And so the other type of thing that breaks is when we're doing is a hash, which used to return true for this and now isn't.
Right.
So I've got an issue that's open, and my proposed solution to this is what we should do is create a simple Rails app that has like minimal happy path common usage of every feature of Rails. And I guess my granularity of like defining what a feature is like if you look at active record base, which is basically just including a ton of modules, each of those modules is basically a feature. And it can get a little bit more granular, a little less granular, but that's and most of this is specifically how active record interacts with everything else, and maybe how the view layer interacts with the router. But for the most part, it's how active record interacts with the form builder, or how active record interacts with parameters and stuff like that. But anyway, so then we write a test suite for this Rails app, and then that app's test suite is part of the Rails test suite. So I've got one, I need to follow up with him. I've got one of my Turing students working on just getting like the scaffolding for that setup. So figuring out where in our code base this should live, and like how to set it up so that running a Rails app test suite can be part of the Rails gem test suite and have it use the code from the gem, not code from the gem, and so on and so forth. But then still just have it be empty and like have one test that's assert true. And then maybe even a test that says that a test in there that says assert false fails the Rails test suite. I don't know. anyway, but that way we can start, because I don't think it's a reasonable undertaking, nor would I want to review a pull request that is tested every feature of Rails.
Right.
But so that way then we can have smaller pull requests, added tests for use of with nested attributes.
Right.
Or accepts nested attributes, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've always sort of known it. We have good unit test coverage, but this just really threw me back a little bit about how important integration test coverage is and how little of that we actually have.
Yeah, on Rails, that's pretty scary. I guess you could certainly write a test that would trap the issue you're talking about without having to have a Rails app.
Yeah. No, you could. I mean, we could solve this just by writing more explicit integration tests, but I'd rather go full out and test the entire stack.
Right.
I mean, and that's sort of actually, we do have one thing that's close to it, which just doesn't run on pull requests, but the Agile Web Development with Rails book does, to a certain extent, qualify as this, but it doesn't have usage of every feature. Like, for example, I don't think the book ever uses accepts nested attributes.
Right.
Because there's an automated test suite that says everything that the book says is true is true.
Oh. So is that, like, what's the publisher's name again? I can't remember.
Prague.
Is that their test suite, or is that like somebody was like, hey, let's run this test suite. Let's grab it from Prague.
I think it's both.
Oh, like, interesting.
The original author of version one was David, so.
Yeah, it's true.
And now Sam Ruby maintains the book. But yeah, anyway, like I thought there was, I don't know if there was, if there is anything to have a discussion about there, but that was just the most interesting thing that's happened to me in the last 2 weeks. That was, you know, shocking, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that is going to be interesting because I suspect that that is going to be something if people do test the betas, they're going to find something. Somebody is going to find a few things
right,
that they're doing with parameters that they can no longer do with parameters.
No, and that's fine, but I'm even tempted to mark it as release blocker just because I don't feel like I can be confident that Active Record works.
That seems smart to me. Like, this needs another look.
But
when are we talking about? Are we still talking like sometime end of August for a beta?
Probably. We haven't discussed an actual date yet, but yeah, most likely it'll be around there. I mean, I guess we can do the test suite by then.
Yeah. Seems okay. I mean, certainly for, you know, the high level Active Record action controller interactions all the way from the router if you want.
Right, but again, it has to be like with specific features enabled, right? So .new I don't think ever broke, but this was specifically if you were using accepts nested attributes for.
Oh. Interesting. I didn't see that coming. Okay.
Yeah. Or like if you assign it through an association, stuff like that. Like if you do it, you know, .association equals array of hashes. No, that's still accepts nested attributes. There was another one that involved associations. I don't remember what it was.
Current user dot post dot build or something? That worked fine?
Yep, I think that's what it was. I should still be calling dot new on Active Record, but I don't know. Anyway, but I don't want to rely on the beta to catch all of these.
Yeah, definitely. And you don't want to get to the beta and everybody, like people who actually do install it, like every single person is like, yeah, this was a problem. Like, yeah. You want to at least do a little bit of work beforehand.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and more than like manually doing Rails new and clicking through and trying to figure out
right
what could have broke. And definitely doing something better than grepping for is a hash. Because those are the ones that scare me because those could just be subtle.
Right. We'll just override isa and when passed hash, respond true.
This is exactly why I do class triple equals everywhere. Like, all new code that I introduce always does class triple equals over isa.
Can I just override triple equals?
On class?
Sure.
Yeah.
I know how to screw with Sean now.
But you would, if you wanted to, I guess the way you could do it is you could override triple equals on the hash class singleton object to if passed action controller parameters return true. But that's the thing about class triple equals is it's being called on the class that you want to know, not the class that the object actually is. So you wouldn't override it on parameters. You'd have to override it on hash.
Right.
Which, as you know, we never, ever monkey patch hash in Rails.
Rails is very anti-monkey patch in general.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Show notes for this episode can be found at bikeshed.fm/28.
As always, ratings and reviews on iTunes are much appreciated.
If you want to get in touch with us about this episode or any of our other episodes, you can tweet us @_bikeshed, email us @hosts@bikeshed.fm, or leave feedback on the website.
As always, thanks for listening to The Bike Shed, and we'll see you next time.